talking camp good days and special times, and it is a special place, and we have some special people. Jamie Variable and Mark Anthony Bucci are here on behalf of Gary. How's Gary doing, by the way? Gary had a little health issue, and
yes, he is doing much better. We had a staff meeting over Zoom, and he was able to join us and thank us for holding down the fort while he was away. So he's doing much better.
Well, you guys been there for a while, so you guys, it's a well-oiled machine So tell us, what is happening? You didn't have camp last summer, right?
So we had a virtual camp last summer. We were able to still serve our children throughout, and adults and families throughout Rochester, Syracuse, Ithaca, Buffalo, all of those areas, which was wonderful. We were still able to do that, and that's thanks to so many great organizations, so many great sponsorships that are out there, and so many people in the community who came together to support Camp Good Days and Special Times. But this year, we're going to have our recreational programs back at our facility, and it's going to be looking a little different from normal. It'll be our family programs. So it'll be if you have someone in the family who is a pediatric cancer patient between the ages of 8 and 12, their entire family will be able to get a cabin, meet another entire family who has someone. Yeah, so it's going to be awesome.
Is this a new thing? It's completely brand new because
of COVID. We wanted to keep our bubble very strict to make sure that we are giving the safest, cleanest environment that we can to our families.
Okay.
So when you come down to camp, you normally would see tons and tons of different kids. So there's going to be smaller numbers, smaller sessions, but the whole family is going to be able to come. Wow. And we think that that's going to be an amazing part for this summer.
See, the funny thing is if you haven't noticed, there are some kind of cool things that have happened because of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some things we discovered that we could do.
Yeah,
you know?
It gave us an opportunity to be creative and really step above and beyond of what we currently do and think of new ways to serve those. And through the online virtual things, we've been doing things monthly with our campers. We had a social media challenge that we had campers from all over the state doing different challenges. So go take a picture with a statue or go take something like that. And they would each get points. And so there were different like tallies and who was winning. And it was just really cool to see the families get together and be able to interact. While it might not be in person, they were able to interact through the internet and see that there were other people out there like them through this pandemic.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing, right? That started with Teddy, with Gary's daughter, Teddy, when she had cancer 40-something years ago now, right?
Yeah, I mean, 42 years of Camp Good Days.
So. Right, 42 years of Camp Good Days. Yeah. So obviously Teddy was sick prior to that, and that's why Gary got motivated to do something for her, because she was the only kid in her class when she was, how old was she, 10 or something like
that? She was, 8, 9 years old when she was first diagnosed.
Yeah, and back then they didn't have anything.
No social media, the phone on the wall that you have to pick up. And so he has really kept that at the core of our organization. It's showing that there are people out there that aren't alone, and together, you'll be able to get through it together, cancer or sickle cell anemia, of which we serve. And that's the support system has been able to grow, and it's still growing to this day, thanks to Gary Mervis and his hard work.
And I don't know if people understand, it's not just the children with cancer, but it's the children that have to deal with it when it's in her family too, right?
Yes, sir. And that's the thing that Gary realized, as you said, his daughter was diagnosed, and it doesn't just impact the one who with the diagnosis.
The kid with the who's sick.
Yeah, it impacts the entire family. Everything changes, the whole family dynamic. And so it's one of those things that we've never done this before, but I think that it's going to be great for our programs. I think it's going to add a whole new dimension, and maybe even moving forward, when we can get back to what we were used to doing, maybe we'll be able to have weekend programs like this where we can invite the entire family again.
Right, right. So when does camp start?
Starts on July 8th will be our first program, and then it'll run through the fall. We'll have some programs as well.
Okay, all right. And there used to be other programs. I know Gary was involved with women's issues.
Yes. Yep.
Men's issues. You had mm-hmm. men's camps.
Yep, and yep. those are all still happening this summer. So we will be having those sessions. And if you want to visit www.campgooddays.org, we have a full comprehensive list for adults, children, entire families to be able to. So bereavement family retreats and parent oncology retreats and sickle cell anemia family retreats. Go check out our website. See all the list of the wonderful programs we have. And even apply to volunteer or to be a participant yourself.
Right. And he didn't want to do this, right?
No, I had to make him. But he's on a
we
roll.
We had to twist Bucci's arm. Bucci, you going to be on the show with us? He goes, no, let Jamie do it.
Jamie's great. She's ready to talk about some other things that Camp Good Days has coming up, too.
Thank you, Bucci.
I'm just sitting over here watching Jamie. It's like, Bucci, just let him go, man.
She knew that. That's why she was like, come on in.
Well, that's, hey, bro. Yeah, I mean, you've been with him for a long time, so you know the spiel. You know?
I mean,
you know all the great work that's happening down there.
Oh, yeah. And Gary Mervis has been truly a mentor of mine from St. John Fisher College all through my professional and personal career. So it's been really a labor of love to have been able to be here at Camp Good Days in special times.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, say all of a sudden my son, my grandson, or somebody is diagnosed next week. You know, we get the news. It's bad news. And you want to make the child feel better. And you've always known about Camp Good Days and special times. How does that child become a camper? What's the process?
Yeah, everything is right on our website. Like Bucci mentioned, campgooddays.org and all the applications. So you would go right there to find the application. We have a list of our programs and you would see whatever you apply for, and you can do that right online, and then someone will contact you to invite you.
So you don't need a referral or from your doctor?
No,
or anything
not
like
at
that.
All. Nope. And the nice thing about the family camps this summer, there are some people who have been diagnosed, maybe not this year, but a couple of years ago, and just haven't felt comfortable maybe coming to camp,
sure.
or because it's a big decision too to send your child to Camp Good Days
right.
on their own. So now the parents can experience Camp Good Days with their kids, and then in the future it'll definitely make them feel more comfortable and see how well everything runs down there.
So we're talking 42 years of the camp. That means there's been quite a few campers. What is that number? That number is always amazing
to me. That number in 2019, it hit 50,000 different campers that have come.
And how many countries? It's not just Rochester.
36.
36
right?
countries.
Yep, 36 different countries.
Wow.
Yep.
22 different states.
Yep.
22 different states and 36 countries.
Yes, sir.
And then in the wintertime, you guys go to Florida too, right?
Yes, sir. So thanks to the Teddy Dance for Love Committee over at St. John Fisher College, they raise a ton of funds for us to be mm-hmm. able to keep that Florida Fun Fest trip alive, where children who actually are diagnosed with cancer or sickle cell anemia get to go free of charge to them and get an A-class first-rate trip to Disney World, Universal Studios, and all the things that come with it.
Please. I've seen it on Facebook. I'm like, well, how do I get to go?
I'll write you down, all right?
Put me on the list. So obviously, there needs to be funding because none of these campers pay a dime for this.
And that was Gary's mission when he started Camp Good Days and Special Times, as we were talking about back in 1979. He saw the financial impact that it had on the families.
Oh, yeah.
And that most of the time, the family income will drop because when a child is diagnosed with cancer, someone will have to come and be the primary caregiver.
Yeah, a lot of times, a two-income family turns into a one-income family,
right.
and
mm-hmm.
the income is got to be stretched way
yes,
farther,
the
right?
bills stay the same, so the car payment doesn't go lower, the house payment, the lights, all that stuff. And then you have, if you are blessed with a great insurance, then you don't have to worry about those, but then
right.
the medical fees start to come in as well.
Right.
So he made it his mission to say, you know what, I don't want any family to decide whether it be the car payment gets paid on time or my child goes to camp.
Right. Right.
Because he saw the need to see... to get people together to walk in the same shoes.
So you can pay the mortgage and the kid can go to camp.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we have an event. We have a golf tournament coming up.
We do. We do. And it's our first fundraiser of the year. It'll be May 24th at Monroe Golf Club. So, yeah, we're really excited to get this going. We did hold it last year and we made a bunch of changes, but obviously the turnout wasn't as good last year and years past. But we are on a roll right now. We are almost at 30 foursomes, but we still do have some room for anyone who is interested to get out on Monroe's a private course. So you normally can't golf there. So if you're a golfer, this is definitely a great way to help our programs and make sure that we can continue for many years to provide
this is one
things.
Of the for a guy who's played in this tournament a bunch of times, this is one of the most challenging courses. Again, it's a private course, most challenging with no water on it.
No water.
There's no water, and it's still quite a challenge.
Some secret sand traps, too.
There are. Some big ones. Mm-hmm. Some very big ones. So that's always a lot of fun. So May 24th, there's still room.
Yep.
Campgooddays.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
You can go on there and if you want to sponsor something, too, right?
Yes.
We always need sponsors or prizing or anything like that, because we do raffles and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the other way we raise money other than the golfers themselves.
Yep. We have a whole list of sponsorship opportunities on our website for the golf tournament. Not only that, though, we do have sponsorship opportunities, a whole package if you want to be a part of every fundraiser for Camp Good Days. We have four major ones throughout the year. You can also go online to look at those and how to be a part of every event.
Or a volunteer.
Yes.
All those events take people.
Exactly.
To pull them off.
That as well.
The other thing I would say that Camp Good Days is known for in this town is the wine.
Yes.
The wine dinner.
Yes, correct.
In the auction and in the competition and mm-hmm. everything like that. What's that looking like right now?
Yep, we are good to go for the wine and spirits competition. It'll be June 15th through 18th. And we are accepting entries from wineries and distilleries all around the world.
When did you add spirits?
Oh, we added spirits officially last year.
I was just going to say, yep. That's
2020 wasn't
my
challenging
ears perked up
enough.
A little bit.
Yeah. I can tell a little bit.
We did that. We always accepted spirits because we had a number of wine judges who were also spirit judges.
Okay.
But last year was the first year we did it on completely separate judging days, and then we made sure to get qualified spirit judges for that as well.
Okay.
So that's definitely growing a huge part of the competition as well. And you will see that too at our auction this year. It's will be a wine and spirits auction because that is growing so
much. Yeah, that's the thing if people don't understand is that you do the competition and then in the fall you do the dinner where
Correct.
You can purchase these and all of the money again goes to Camp Good Days.
Correct.
And you're getting some wines from everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. And things that you will not see in your local wine store.
Yeah, yeah.
And
stuff so you're just not picking up at the marketplace, right? Yeah. Right.
And you're getting some of the best people in the industry telling you that this is a good wine.
Right.
So it's like, you know what? I'm going to step out of my comfort zone and try that a little bit. And those are the wonderful things that you'll be able to see with the wine auction dinner.
So when's the dinner date?
So the date would be the first weekend in November. We haven't made a final decision about an in-person dinner or an online auction. Last year, we did do an online auction, and it was a huge success because we had so many different people who could participate who normally wouldn't just because they're not there in person. But we will. The auction's definitely happening. We're just not sure the exact format right now.
Well, we're all getting vaccinated.
Yes.
And the curve is flattening. Haven't heard that one in a while, have we?
Yep.
The curve is flattening. So hopefully by that time, we'll be able to get back to, I'm not going to say the new normal. Okay. I refuse.
Thank you.
To.
I appreciate that.
I'm not using that terminology, and I just did. I want to slap myself. But we're almost out of time. Anything else new and exciting? Anything you want that we didn't touch on that people should know about Camp Good Days and special times, other than it's a very, very special place? Oh, Tour to Teddy.
Yes.
Tour to Teddy.
I'm only
the honorary chair. We might want to mention that. Am I still the honorary chair?
Do you want to be?
Yeah.
I know. Cool.
I missed the meeting the other day, but you knew I couldn't make it.
So. No problem. Right. But Tour to Teddy is September 11th this year. It's always that Saturday after Labor Day, and that's definitely happening this year as well.
So what we do, Tour to Teddy, is we all go to camp down at Cuckoo Lake, and the Brave Souls. that want to go all the way around the lake. What is it, 46 miles?
Yes.
46 correct. Miles. You go out to the end of the driveway and take a right, and you go over to Penn Yan and around that way. Mm-hmm. Or you could do the other one, the half one, and you take a left, and you go down to Hammondsport, and then come back. And it's, I'll tell you, it's a pretty easy ride. But, you know, it's Finger Lakes, so there's a few hills and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, you get a breeze in the face. But for 46 miles, for a lot of people who ride their bikes with any normal, you know, they're doing it regularly. It's not that challenging. And it's not a race.
Right.
You know,
that's just the biggest part. It's not
fun.
A race. It's for fun.
It's definitely not a race because there's a lot of people who stop at that bar in Hammondsport and have a shot and a beer.
Well, I was always wondering why they're coming in a little late from the course. But
why does it take 3 hours to get around this lake?
But no, it's not a race. It's a great way for people to come together. Even if you're not a huge biker, come on out. See our recreational facility.
Every level of cyclist in the Tour de Teddy.
Yeah.
There really is. Mark Anthony Bucci. All right. Good luck with your new venture. We'll be talking to you about that sometime soon. Right?
Thank you.
Jamie Variable, Camp Good Days and Special Times. Go to campgooddays.org. Yep. May 24th. That's the next big event. We're going to golf at Monroe. Thank you for coming in and give Gary our love, please.
Will do. Sir. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.